We know Taco Bell's food is great. They've even got a whole new cantina menu with fresh new ingredients. Taco Bell is not just for late night anymore. With fresh new ingredients like slow roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage, and new avocado verde salsa sauce. Taco Bell is a great destination for your midday fuel. They have amazing menu items like cantina chicken tacos, burritos, and quesadilla. I truly do love Taco Bell. I love a Crunchwrap Supreme. It is one of my favorite things to eat. Ooh, don't wait till it's late. Try the new cantina chicken menu now. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Carden, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in-store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store. Episode of Why Won't You Date Me, a podcast where me, Nicole Byer, tries to figure out how I'm still single, even though you could throw out all of my books and I would smile and say, that's okay, I'm a dumb bitch who needs to read. My guest today has a very funny Instagram live that I think you should watch where she interviews people and asks not uncomfortable questions, like kind of easy questions. One of my favorite questions was, name five Asian people, and the person you're interviewing could not do it. And she writes for Desus and Amiro. It is Z-Way.
Hi. Hey there.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited. I love this show. I listen to it sometimes for my research, like with Josh Sharp. I listened to his episode where you guys talked about deleting a prior episode. So it was really, really fun.
Oh,
so funny.
That's cool. I love that. Also, what is on your head? I know it's audio medium. Nobody can see what's on your head, but is it a hat?
This is a furry bucket hat, but it's faux fur.
I fucking love that.
Thank you. I'm trying to go for Dion at all times.
Yes. I love Dion, and I had always wanted a Jeep Wrangler like Cher had.
Same.
And I finally just got one because I was I don't know, we're all going to die soon, so why not die in a cool Jeep?
Oh my gosh. I'm jealous. How's the mileage?
I don't really drive. You don't really drive far in LA, or at least I don't. So the mileage is pretty good. It took me a full month to have to get gas again.
Wow. Okay. That's much better than that's good to hear, because I deeply want a Jeep, but I've been researching Jeeps ever since I was like 6 years old when I watched Clueless. Mm-hmm. And so I was worried about the MPG, but it sounds like it's doing you well in LA.
We're in a pandemic. I don't really go anywhere.
Oh, that's also it. That's a contributing factor that you don't leave your house ever.
Yeah, fair. I barely leave my house. I think the MPG is not great. I think it's like 25 miles per gallon.
25, we can work with that. At one point, it used to be like 14 or 15.
Oh, shit.
So I'm glad to see that we are evolving every year with every model, and I cannot wait to purchase my American Jeep. Sponsored by American Jeep. I'm just kidding.
I can't wait to get my American Jeep. Oh, that really got me. I fucking loved it. Are you single, dating, married, unconsciously uncoupled?
I'm so flattered that you'd ask me if I was married.
Well, I don't know. Some people are married and happy, and people drink two bottles of wine and wake up on their front patio.
Oh my gosh. Is some people you?
Which is what happened to me this morning.
No, I'm not married. I am single. I'm single.
Oh.
I'm on dating apps, but not really, because I don't like dating apps. I've been texting. I just text people from Instagram, like whatever.
Wait, you text people from Instagram?
Like, people will connect with me on Instagram and then we'll chat. Oh. But it's not like anything, nothing has come up, has come from that, really. Just like friendships.
See, nobody like slides in my DMs. So I don't know why. It's really annoying. I wish people would. It would be much easier than like reading their fucking profile and then being like, I guess I'll message them and maybe they won't answer me. I don't know.
But do they ever respond to your, like, stories? Like, oh my gosh, Nicole, you are so cool. Oh my gosh, Nicole, LOL.
No.
Never. No one has ever replied to a single story of yours.
Well, gay men. A lot of gay men will be like, oh boy, I wish I were straight. But if you're in Arizona, me and my boyfriend have a couch for you to crash on and we'll make you lasagna. So that's what I get in my DMs.
Yeah, and you know what? The emotional support, that's nice. So we got to take our victories where we can.
It is nice. I recently met this guy on an app and he's in an open relationship. And we ended up having like a bunch of like mutual friends in common. And then we were like going back and forth for like a couple of weeks. And I was like, when is this man going to be like, meet me in a park. We'll both wear masks and we'll have a great time. And then I got the feeling that he was just never going to ask. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to match this man because I was on Instagram.
Gosh. You unmatched him?
Yeah, because I really didn't feel like it was going to go anywhere. And I'm all about not wasting my time no more.
But did you vocalize, hey, like, oh, I like you. I want you.
No, because men don't seem to like that. And I've already made the choice that I will die before I tell a man how I feel.
Okay, so I see you, we're starting to get at the root of the problem, which might be communication.
It might be. But anytime I have communicated with somebody, it has not gone the way I want it to go. So I was like, maybe over-communication is the problem.
Mm. But here's a question. When you don't communicate with people, does it also go the way it shouldn't go?
I guess it's never gone the right way, so I don't know.
Okay, Nicole, let's start here. I think you have to communicate with everybody. And if that's too much communication, then that's not the right person.
I think that's right. But also, I don't know if that's right, because people seem to love playing games. So I could play games. I could just never tell you how I feel. Like, I could just be elusive and mysterious and have.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yellow hair, because I cannot figure out how to tone this so it's not yellow.
Nicole, I have faith in you. I think that because if you don't want to play games, you don't need to play games. Life is too short for games.
It is.
It really is. Like, COVID-19 has taught us that this we can't be playing around like that. So just say what the fuck you think. And if it's not cool, then bye. Next person.
I think what I'm trying to do is keep someone around long enough to satisfy my horniness. And if it ends, it ends. But, like, I think I'm just playing, like, a long game to be like, it's okay if I spend 4 months with someone who's a piece of shit.
No, it's not.
As long as I get, you know, fucked a little bit.
No, it's not. Although I can relate to you because I am also someone who's, like, horned up. And I don't know how to, like, act out those frustrations. I'm just, like, really wound tight, man. I'm so tight. Yeah, I'm wound like a nutcracker.
Yeah, I mean, same. I have gotten bored with masturbating and I don't know what to do anymore.
I feel that. I'm uncomfortable with my body, so I'll give myself a little pat and then I'm like, oh, that's too much, Z-Way, stop. Don't you dare, Z-Way.
What do you mean?
I'm just like uncomfortable. Like, I was raised by foreigners, so I'm like, I just don't have like that. I just don't have that connection that I wish that I could.
Have you ever thought about working on that?
Like, go to sex therapy?
No, to, like, look at yourself in the mirror and get used to your body and, like, touching it. I know it sounds insane.
Yeah, is you saying that makes... I just looked in the mirror that's right next to my computer, and I'm like, ugh. Like, looking at my boobs, like, oh, whoa. Uh-oh. Oh,
God. Oh, no. But I think that's like a helpful thing. I spent a lot of time being like, oh, gross. I'm so fat. How awful. And then I just like was like, I don't know. I could exercise. I could lose this weight. And then I just started looking at myself naked. And I was like, you know what? It's not so bad. And then every person I've slept with hasn't been like, ew, tuh, you fatty. And then been like, oh, I guess I'll fuck you. So it's like, if other people aren't like fully disgusted, like, why am I? So then, yeah, like every morning I like look at my tiny little titties. I used to hate my tits. I wanted a big old boob job. But then I started looking at them naked and I was like, they're not bad. They're fine. Really? These are okay.
Oh my gosh. So firstly, I love your book. The one with the bathing suits. I thought it was really beautiful. And I really liked what you talked about when you said looking at your body makes you feel comfortable in your body. So I support that. I feel comfortable in my body. Like I feel comfortable. I think I like am attracted to my body, but as far as like the stimulants, mm-hmm. it's like, ugh, I'm wound tight. I'm a tightly wound person.
Do you use sex toys at all?
Yeah, but not like it makes me uncomfortable.
Okay, we can move on. Let's move on. It also makes my sister uncomfortable anytime I do things like this. Like sometimes I'll like visit her and interrogate her about her sex life, and she's like, "Nicole, please,
please, yeah, man, I relate to your sister. Shout out to her. Hope she's doing well.
I feel bad for her sometimes having me as a sister because she's not like I don't want to say she's prude. I think she's just like, well, Nicole, there's people you talk to about this, and the person I talk to about this is imaginary and nobody, and I really hate that you pressed me on this. And I'm like, but I just want to know, who do you fuck?
She's like, please stop. Please, I'm begging you.
Mm-hmm. I recently got back on the apps because I was like, I feel comfortable doing a social distance hang time with somebody.
Totally.
I think it's okay. I don't think I'll get COVID. So I jump back on the apps and it's been like bad. It's been like
I hate the apps.
Fun.
What app are you on?
I'm on Tinder, Bumble.
Ooh. Wow.
Hinge.
Oh.
Raya.
Wow.
There's more. Coffee Meets Bagel, which I fucking hate.
Oh, does Coffee Meets Bagel?
Yeah. Tough. Are you on tough. That one?
I did it for one day. Because my friend said she got a date and mm-hmm. then I did it for one day. I was like, this is the bleakest. Well, this is not nice. I did not enjoy my experience on it.
I also don't enjoy my experience on it. And I hate that you have to like get beans.
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
Me
I'm like,
either.
Bagel, coffee. Like, who do I pay so I can get what I want? Like,
yeah. That's how I feel. Also, I'm on Woo Plus, which is for fat people. But the Woo only Plus? People who hit on me are like older men from Pasadena. And I just like don't get, I was like, is the app based in Pasadena? Like what is going on?
Maybe people in Pasadena love themselves a curvy queen.
Maybe that might be it too. Who knows?
Pasadena's very nice. Erica Jane lives there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
I love Erica Jane.
I think that she has the makings of a star.
I think so too. She's got that song. What is it?
Expensive. My kitty's like a python. That one.
No, the other one. How many fucks do I give?
Oh, zero. Done.
Oh, wait, none. Yeah, none. That song's very funny.
How many fucks do I give? I saw her in concert in New Jersey.
Wait, really? Yes. Was she good?
It was. So her hits were hits. They blew the house off. She did Expensive. She did How Many Fucks. She did Painkiller. Mm-hmm. And those absolutely bodied because we love those about her. But then she plays like her deep cuts as well. And I'm an Erica Jane fan through Housewives. Mm-hmm. So when you're playing, she's playing her Chicago tracks. I'm not trying to. Not Chicago, the musical, but, like, the stuff she did when she would, like, tour in Chicago, like, first season before mm-hmm. we hear. I can't relate to that because I don't know that music. Mm-hmm. But it was a good experience. Melissa Gorga was in VIP.
Who?
Melissa Gorga. She's on Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Oh, see, I'm not a Housewife fan in a way where, like, I know all the franchises. I watched the first season of Orange County, and I was like, these women are unhinged. This is fun. But, like, I fell off. And then I watched 3 seasons of Atlanta, I think. And I love Atlanta the most. But people are like, Nicole, the Jersey Housewives are wild. But I watch 90 Day Fiancé. That's my reality show of choice.
Yeah, I watched two episodes before I talked to you today, just in case it came up.
Which episodes did you watch?
the last two episodes. Because I like to stockpile them. But Andre makes me nervous. He just seems like he's up to something.
I love Andre.
You like Andre? Wait, stop.
I love him. He's because he says the most horrific things with ease and almost a smile. When he said to Libby, I think it was like two episodes ago, he's like, "Are you stupid or on your period?" I was like, "Who says that out loud?"
I cannot stand that man. Like, my vagina closes up when I think about him, because he's always like, "I need to stay home, but you serve the man." He's like such a misogynist, but like, he's a lazy misogynist.
He's so lazy.
So I just get mad at him. I get mad. And Azuelu, I get mad at.
I love that he calls himself a homestay dad. That's funny. He's so funny to me. And it's so funny that his whole family is like, "You should be the one with the job." And he's like, "Nope, Libby likes it like that." And then Libby's family like, comes and they're like, "We actually hate it." And he's like, "Well, everybody's gaining up on me." And I'm like,
yeah. Also, I love your impression of him. Would you ever hook up with him?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. If Libby wanted to divorce him, I would take him. I would take him in. I would not make him work. I would absolutely let him live off me as long as he kept saying the most insane things to me.
Oh my gosh. I think I would live off, I would hook up with Sinjin.
I will take Sinjin as well. Sinjin and Tanya. Tanya, this season's interesting because I think last season, Tanya was like, "I got a very bad edit," but it's like, well, you also went to like Bruja College and got drunk and flirted with people. And then he moved to America in Connecticut and lived in a shed with you. And then now he's like, "I think I'm going to go. You said I'm not your soulmate. So like, maybe I'll just like go back to like my cool lifestyle." And she's like, "I'm going to lose him." And it's like, yeah, because you're bad.
Yeah. Exactly. That relationship was not meant.
No.
They should not be together.
Yeah, because I'm like, if you dated somebody who was like a backpacker and loved, you know, being outside and hiking and shit like that, why did you make him live in a shed in Connecticut?
And leave him. It's just like, you have to be the backpacking couple. That's how you met. That's what you're going to do for the rest of your life. Like, or you have kids, but he doesn't want kids.
He doesn't want kids. She was in that car accident. She's triggered by his driving, but she don't wear a seatbelt. So I'm like, what is this? What do you mean? What? You know, I don't wear a seatbelt? I just, I love 90 Day Fiancé. This is what I mean. Like, I want to not tell a man how I feel so I can get into one of these dysfunctional relationships that fun and funny.
No. I think that 90 Day Fiancé is single-handedly eroding the institution of marriage. I think it is. Like,
I also think it's anti-immigration propaganda.
Yes. Yes, it is very xenophobic. It's very xenophobic.
Yes.
Who would you have sex with, Michael?
Wait, Michael? Oh, Michael. I think I would. Michael's adorable.
So who wouldn't you hook up with on 90 Day Fiancé? That's a better question.
Unhappily Ever After, I would not hook up with Eric. Ericky is
crazy. That's, we don't say that anymore. He's wild.
We don't say crazy anymore?
No, it's problematic. It's like anti-mental health. Instead of saying something's crazy, you say something's wild.
Wait, that's truly, I almost just said crazy, but like, that's truly weird. Wait, why is crazy problematic for mental health?
Well, because it stigmatizes this. This is a messenger. I learned this recently and I'm trying to follow the rules and respect people.
But isn't it more rude to call a person with mental health issues crazy?
I don't know. Nicole, don't follow up.
Z-Way, you're going to have me going out in the world calling people with mental health issues crazy and being like, "That's what Z-Way told me to do."
No, I'm not saying you should not supposed
she
to say
She told
that.
Me to call y'all crazy.
No, don't do that. I'm saying the opposite. You're not supposed to use that word.
We can't just use crazy anymore?
No,
Z-Way.
I don't think so. Hey, don't get mad at me.
I'm not mad at you. I get so confused. Apparently, a basket case, you're not supposed to use that either.
Yeah, but we could have picked up on that one.
Do you want to know why you can't use basket case?
Why?
Because it comes from the war, and when your legs got blown off, they would carry you around in a basket and call you a basket case.
That's horrible.
Yeah, isn't that terrible?
Yeah,
but also kind of funny. Like, if someone was carrying me around in a basket and they're like, "Oh, look at Nicole, that old basket case," I'd be like, "Hell yeah, carry me around. Hell yeah." I'd be so excited.
Oh my goodness, Nicole. You know, I think a career goal of mine is to be escorted everywhere. So,
okay. Yes.
Like Ariana nice. Grande or Mariah Carey, just be wheeled around on like a rolly book bag.
Honestly, a full-grown woman straddling a rolly book bag is a very funny image, and I'd like to see that.
I used to try to ride them as a kid, but I would collapse them. they're really not built for seating.
I wonder if you could sit on like a big suitcase.
Oh, definitely. I have a purse that I can fit into.
What?
From American Apparel, the old days. The good old days.
Wait, this is so wild. Are you tiny?
I guess, I don't know. I would have described myself as like, ooh, tiny little baby. Like I would never, describe myself like that.
I want to meet the person where it's like, say a couple words about yourself. Ooh, I'm a tiny little baby. Oh, that would make my day. We have to take a break.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the healthcare everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves healthcare. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who like is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/date me today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/date me. Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better, and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better, so you can like order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho. Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
And we're back. I want to read to you some of my Tinder conversations I've been having recently.
Ooh.
Because they're not good.
Yeah, app dating is difficult because sometimes people don't have a fundamental respect for Black women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it's going a little bit better since the massive protests, which is literally insane. It is so wild to truly be like, I think I'm being treated better on apps since this movement to treat Black people slightly better. It's exhausting.
Wow. I mean, I guess it speaks to the breadth and of the movement.
Yeah. It's transcending into dating. What a treat. So this man, he seems nice. His pictures are fine.
Okay.
Truly, it's the same selfie at different angles.
Ew.
And
that's what his picture. All of his photos are just the same selfie at different angles.
Okay. So there's that one.
Yes.
That one.
Unmatch.
That one.
Unmatch.
It's the same picture.
Yeah, he has big culty energy. Let's put it that way.
Yes. Yes, he does. But his opening line was, "Hi, Nicole." So I just said, "Hi," his name. And he said, "How's your weekend going?" And I wanted to be like, "How do you think it's going? We're in a pandemic.
I'm miserable.
Maybe one good thing happened, but like, that's about it." So I just said, "It was very fun. I had vodka. And I went to the beach. How was yours?" And he was like, "The beach and vodka are a great combo. Mine was chill. It's hot. And that's it. What? How are we building anything?"
You're not, but you're not building anything is the answer. Does he have anything on his profile that's like interesting, worth talking about?
Oh, I didn't
about?
Even look at it. Oh, it says he is 51 and he is a straight man.
Okay. Oh, there's no details other than
not
that.
Not a single detail.
Ask him what it's like to be straight.
Oh, okay. Okay, what's it like being straight? So I matched with this nice man, Abdul. Oh, wait, he has changed his profile.
Oh, no.
He's now, there's a picture of Rihanna that I think maybe he drew.
Weird.
So, but he's like handsome in a way that I think.
Oh, he is handsome.
Like a conversation would be awful. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I don't discriminate against attractive people.
See, I do. I'm like,
why?
There's a lot of pictures of his like hot body.
No.
And then this good picture. And then look at that smile. He's so
gorgeous.
Cute. And then he's like Lenny Kravitz with a guitar.
Oh, wow.
And then he's laying down. He's like so hot. This nice profile, the same picture of him being hot. And then his stomach again. And then a drawing of Rihanna.
But here's a question, and I'm going to be serious here. Are we positive that he's not catfishing?
Oh, because he absolutely might be catfishing.
Yeah, those photos are a little stock photo-y.
They are a little stock photo-y. His About Him said, "I like cool women. Just be cool. Two truths and a lie. I was born in Russia during the Soviet Union. I was a stripper for 3 months in college. Both my parents are surgeons." But he linked his Instagram.
Oh, okay.
So
go to the Instagram.
So, okay. We've got this picture he has posted twice on his profile. And then it says, "Defining ourselves as opposed to being defined by others is one of the most difficult challenges we must face."
Okay. I don't know. I don't think that's right for you. Maybe.
I also maybe don't think it's right for me. His pictures are also literally just very insane. Oh, but he's got, like, good decor. I think this is his apartment.
Oh.
Like, he's got rugs,
nice,
and
house.
Multiple seating and a table.
Yeah, you're right. He does have a table. And that's not truth for most men.
Yeah.
So what's your type? Let's get into the brass tacks. What do you like?
I think my type is someone who's attractive to me, which means they might not be conventionally attractive, but they've like made me laugh or they're fun to be around. So I find that attractive.
You like funny guys.
Yeah, but they don't have to be funny to other people, if that makes sense. Like, we could sing a song in the Lyft ride home and have a real good time.
Oh, that's so sweet. Oh my gosh. So, like a real sentimental ass.
Dance to a song in the grocery store.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, you want like a human cartoon.
Yes, and someone who like won't get embarrassed if I yell their name from far away the whole time they're walking towards me. My roommate John, I love him dearly, but boy, he hates it when I'm loud.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So the other day we had gone to the beach. John and I were driving home, and then we got lost in the hills of Malibu because we took a wrong turn to look at some houses. And then when we finally found our way back, we were driving, and we pulled up next to Sashir, and I rolled down my window and started screaming, "Hi, I know you. Excuse me." And John was like, "Please stop."
Oh, my gosh.
But it made me laugh so hard. Like, imagine you're in your car. And you just see a lady in a Jeep with a big hat on lean out her window and scream at this other woman who looks afraid. It's funny. It's optics. I love
this. It is funny. Optically, it's hilarious. I identify with John where I'd be like, please, everyone's looking at us. Please.
I think 99% of people identify with John and are like, this is, yes, he's correct. She's not good. She's truly wild. That's not okay. And I need that 1% person to date me and be like, I love how loud she is. It brings me joy.
But is it okay if he's loud himself? Would you be annoyed by that?
I wouldn't be annoyed by it, but it would have to be the kind of loud where I think it's funny. It's a really specific thing.
Yeah, I'm getting that.
He could be like loud and obnoxious and not funny. Like he could pull up next to his friend and then just be like, rah, 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 and not say anything. And you're like, that's not the bit. You got to just be loud and say you know.
I like that you're scolding your imaginary boyfriend for his diplomacy.
You know, you gotta fake it till you make it.
You gotta fake it
Although
till you make it.
Although I did see, or not see, I had this this woman, I guess she's an astrologist. Her name is Heidi
Rose.
What's
your sign, by the way?
I am a Virgo with the rising Virgo. What are you?
Well.
Why'd you gasp?
Because Virgos, they have a certain personality. They have a strong personality is what I'll say. I love and respect all my Virgo friends and family and yeah.
Apparently, yeah, that's like a thing. Virgos have a very strong personality.
Well, they
but
like
also,
things
like,
their way, and if it's not their way, then yeah.
Well, in my older age, I guess when I was younger, it used to have to be my way. But now, you know, it's been a lot of therapy.
So God bless.
Thank you. I love therapy. But now I'm at a point where I'm like, I would like it to be my way. I prefer it. But if it's not my way, I can be okay. It's fine. I don't have to harp on it. It's okay. The world is not ending.
Yeah, and that's honestly the baseline of like socialization. But I'm glad that we got there.
Wait, what's your sign?
I'm a Pisces.
Do you know your rising sign?
My rising is a Scorpio.
Oh, I don't know what any of this means.
So Pisces, I cry. I'm like very moody. I'm in my feelings perpetually. I'm very, very sensitive. Like, so I'm really sensitive to like all people's emotions and I take that on. And then Scorpio, they're like intimidating. They're a very sexual sign.
Oh. I also have been crying a lot, but I think it's when my period's coming. I cried over a picture of tomatoes the other day.
Oh my gosh. I cried over the USPS.
I've cried over that too. And then I went and bought a USPS shirt because I was just like, I don't know what the fuck to do. It's a lot of stuff that's happening right now is very like confusing. And it's like, well, why isn't Congress stopping this? Why aren't Democrats talking about this? And then I was like, oh, because the Democrats are the same as the Republicans. We didn't want Joe Biden. They decided we wanted Joe Biden. And we don't elect officials. They decide who we want to elect. It's literally insane.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm sad all the time. All the time I'm sad. I think about how sad I am.
I'm sad too. And I think this, like, I'm real sad mostly because I'm like, the world is really shitty. And then I'm sad because I'm like, and I'm alone.
And I'm alone. I know. I want someone to, like, hang out with this, like, spend quarantine with. I don't want to be by myself. My roommate can't give me massages.
Yes.
I've asked.
I do try to make John give me massages, but then he, like, doesn't seem happy about it. Then I'm like, well, now I'm, like, forcing you? This isn't good for anybody.
Yeah,
nobody's
that's
happy here.
Yeah, it's never good. It doesn't feel good to get a begrudging massage. Not for the masseuse, not for the one getting massaged. It's always a tough scenario.
I went to this, like, a drive-in movie, which I had never gone to before, and I was like, okay,
cute.
I guess I can get behind some of this, like, corona things that we're going to have to start doing. But I was there and, like, we got out of our cars after the movie to just, like, talk for a little bit. And I was there with 1, 2, 3, 4 fucking couples. And I was like, this
and you
sucks.
Wow.
It was, I was like, is this what it's going to be like for the rest of my fucking life?
Or is it like, is this what it's going to be like for the rest of my life? can we change the accents?
I guess if I just, really made it a happy thing. But it was just sad. I was so sad.
It's never good to be the only friend in a couple. In a group of couples. It was my friend's birthday. So we did, like, a outdoor social distance gathering. And her boyfriend was, like, talking about how much he liked her and, like, how much he appreciated getting to know her. And I was, like, not jealous of him or her, mm-hmm. but jealous of, like, their lives. I was like, wow, wish someone was talking about how much they liked me right now. Mm-hmm. Cutting my birthday cake that was made of chocolate Oreo. But you know what? That's life, man.
It is life. And it is very funny that you articulated it like that, because I find it very hard to be like, oh, it's not, like, the relationship I'm jealous of. It's the life you guys have.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I want this for me.
Yes.
Why not me? No, that's horrible.
It's not horrible. I truly have lately at night, after I've opened my second bottle of wine, I've been like, why not me? I'm nice. I'm good. And then I'm having, like, a temper tantrum in my head.
Yeah. Totally, totally. I've pitched a fit about the fact that I'm single, because it's like, hello. I think actually the reason why we're single is because of anti-blackness, because we are fantastic people and we deserve to be loved. And love is love is love is love is love. Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Love is love.
Did you
say Lin-Manuel Miranda?
Yes. He coined the term love is love is love is love is love.
Wait, did he really?
Didn't he go, like, he had a slam poetry thing that was like, love is love is love is love is love. Do you not remember that?
No, but I forever now, if I ever say love is love is love is love is love is love, Lin-Manuel Miranda, that's it. I'm taking it from you. I will credit you. I'll be like, Lin-Manuel Miranda via Z-Way.
Hat tip Z-Way. but hey, at the same time, it's like, we could get into relationships with people who hate us. That's easy. So it's better that we love ourselves, you know?
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Z-Way, where are you from? Are you from New York?
No, I'm from Massachusetts.
Oh.
Where are you from?
I'm from New Jersey. Did you date in Massachusetts?
I was in high school and, like, middle school. So did I date in Massachusetts? Not really. I went, like, in high school, I dated someone, like a boyfriend, but.
Oh.
Yeah, but that was so
every time
ago.
I go to Massachusetts, I'm like, oh boy, not one person here is interested in me.
Massachusetts is a tough situation, but it has all those schools, which has lots of young eligibles, you know?
When did you move to New York?
I moved to New York in 2015 or 2016. I lived in Chicago for college. And then moved to New York.
Chicago, like the city or like outside of Chicago?
Outside of Chicago. I lived in Evanston.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's not super far. My sister went to school in Urbana-Champaign, which is like 3 hours south of Chicago.
Yeah, it's
and
deep.
It's literally just a cornfield.
A beautiful cornfield with lots of great markets.
No, a cornfield with like a Walmart and then like the school. And we dropped her off and I truly was like, Catherine, ugh, why do you want to stay here? Which is so rude to say to somebody who made a choice. And you're dropping them off at that choice.
Yeah. I mean, think about all the people in Urbana who are proud to be from Urbana. And they, you know, they have their salutes and they have their, like, swag.
They're proud to be an Urbana person. Living in a college town is weird. I don't know why any adult would want to live in a college town.
Yeah, it just seems like you never really escape that moment in your life. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know where I would live, though. I would love to live in, like, Chicago, but it's hard to be a working entertainer living in Chicago.
Yeah, unless you, like, had money. Like, kind of like how Dave Chappelle lives in fucking Ohio, but still, you know, works and performs.
Yeah, see, I think that's a good situation where you have just a big house, lots of property, and, like, you're not involved in, like, the drama of, like, mm-hmm. living in a city where there are trash and rats. I hate trash and rats, famously.
But so, you live in New York City.
And, you know, and it's hard. Every day is a struggle. Every day is a challenge. But I persevere.
I loved the rats.
I hate rats.
I love them. They're like our little subway friends. Our little subway creatures, they keep us safe.
Oh, my gosh. No, they spread disease. They spread the plague.
Wait, do they really?
They spread the bubonic plague. I don't know if they spread modern plagues, but they do spread disease.
Well, the modern plagues apparently are bats.
I know. Hey, you know, it's all... I hate this time period. I would argue it's terrible. And it's only
going to
get worse.
You have to argue with anybody. It is funny, though, because I spent a solid 8 months of 2019 being like, 2020's my year.
Same.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
The good people of Twitter like to remind me that I said it was going to be my year. And they're like, how do you feel about it now that it's bad and it's the end of the world? And I'm like, you know, it doesn't help that you're reminding me I thought this year was going to be good. It doesn't help to have your negativity.
Your negativity. The thing is, everybody's like, can't wait for this year to be over, but 2020 is waiting on the other side with a can of whip ass, because mm-hmm. nothing's going back to normal. This is life, man.
Yeah, this is life for a little bit, and I don't think people realize that. But also, I'm like, it's time we were a little bit more hygienic, you know?
Preach.
Yeah, I was like flying back from Texas the weekend before the LA lockdown happened. Because people were still like, we don't know what's happening, which I was like, our government knew about this in January. Like, why they let us walk around for 3 months like idiots? But at the airport, it was just like announced. It was like, everyone needs to be washing their hands for 20 seconds, which is that's something I've known just like my whole life.
Yeah,
my mother would be like, you didn't wash them long enough. Wash them longer. And you're like, okay. But people were making a production in the bathroom, washing their hands and looking around. And I was like, who are you looking at? You should have been doing this. Now I know you're nasty.
Drag them. I mean, the whole everybody doing the, like, just sing the chorus twice. And then you'll watch. Like, can y'all count to 20 or no? But I mean, No Child Left Behind. We have worse problems, really. Tough.
No Child Left Behind.
Tough.
I mean, but I'm like, who taught you that you didn't, like, I've seen, like, ladies not use soap, and I'm like, who taught you that?
Ew,
who taught you water kills things? Like, people are so nasty. Like, this one lady on the plane went to the bathroom with no shoes on, no socks on.
Ew!
Her bare feet were just pat, 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 pat to the bathroom. And then she came out of the bathroom and said, there's water on the floor. And I was like, of course there's water on the floor. We're in the air. We're in the sky. Like, shit's sloshing around, you dumb bitch.
Gravity.
Yes, gravity. Oh, boy. Everyone is filthy. And then the whole mask thing, I'm like, but why would you want someone's spittle during a pandemic on you? Just that basic thing.
I mean, I wouldn't want anybody spittle on me during a pandemic, but if I were to have a long-term committed spittle, I would not hate that.
Yeah, I would love for someone who loves me to spit down my throat just for a tee-hee-hee.
Ew, when you put it like that, it sounds absolutely mortifying. Oh my God, I'd want to join a convent. My ex-boyfriend used to, like, would have dirty fingernails, and I would be like, you can't, like, touch me if your fingernails are dirty. And he would be like, man, I'm going to wash my hands. You're so mean. Which is always tough.
Z-Way, this is really upsetting for me. Because
you think it's upsetting for me? Yeah, I was so mad because it's just like, I shouldn't have to look at your hands and be like, hey, if you can't get the cheeks if you don't go to the toilet. Like, that's so embarrassing. Like, we're not adults. That's like something that a mother tells a child. That's something that a preschool teacher tells a toddler.
Wait, you were an adult when this happened? This wasn't like a high school boyfriend?
Oh, this was more recent than I'd care to admit.
Z-Way! No!
I know. Again, I famously have horrible taste. And yeah, I famously have horrible taste.
Do you date other comedians?
No.
Good. I think that's good.
I date like who did I date? I date like guys who like work in finance or guys who like went to like fancy colleges.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've never dated a fancy college person, I don't think.
They are as dumb as they are, you know?
I'm truly still stuck on these dirty fingernails. How upsetting.
It is so upsetting.
Were they long fingernails that were also dirty, or are they short and dirty?
They were short and dirty.
Okay.
Which is like, are you clawing at like bark? Like, what are you doing? It's like, what are you doing, man? Wait,
was he white?
Yes, famously.
Oh boy. This is so upset. I went on a date once with this man who had long fingernails, like Interview with the Vampire. I've talked about this on way earlier episodes, but like it was just so, I kept being like, how will you like finger me, because men, oh boy, they really love to blast you right home.
Oh my gosh. Like,
how are you going to do that? I was like, do I get to stop you first and be like, please don't put your claws inside me?
No, you have to file his nails. I mean, long nails can be fresh. Like, if you have like a sick yes. mani, that's cool. But you have to, it has to be trimmed and treated. Like, we can't let any old reckless yes. hand.
I like, if they were buffed, I wouldn't have had an issue, because that means he gets like manicures, which yeah. is fine. That's fine. That means they're like clean and you care about your hygiene or whatever. But like, they weren't. They were like dull and like kind of yellow.
Oh my gosh. Okay, and you're trying to judge me?
So I only went on one date with him, and the date ended when he said, all right, so you want to go back to my place? And I was like, actually, no, I've got a really early flight in the morning. I can't. And he was like, so we're not going back to my place? And I was like,
he said that?
That's not how you get what you want. No.
Yeesh.
Yeah, men are, I don't want to say bad, but they're bad. And I recently got an email from this man who had listened to an episode of the pod, and he was like, well, if you don't like men so much, wait, what episode? The one with Zainab. And he was like, if you think men are trash, maybe you should be a lesbian and never date a man again. And I was like, hey man, thanks for listening. Every stream counts.
He's just
and then
off.
I said his full email on my 90 Day Fiancé podcast, and a couple of ladies emailed him to be like, that's not nice. They're a very nice group of people who listen to this 90 Day Fiancé podcast.
Oh my gosh.
Because it's
I
on
love
Patreon
that.
And you have to pay $5. So I think it's like, if I'm paying for this, I'll be nice. I think that's why they're so nice.
I trust. I think people who like patronize people's Patreons, like, yeah, you are who your audience is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you're nice. So yeah, they better be nice.
Not that my Why Won't You Date Me fans aren't nice. They're all very nice and kind.
Have they set you up on any dates?
No one has set me up on any dates. And I did this really horrific bit at my live show in Arizona where this woman was like, I've never had an orgasm. And I was like, well, there's this vibrator called Tracy's Dog. I'll get you one. Send me your address. And then I was like, any woman who emails me, I'll get them a Tracy's Dog. And then 200 women emailed me.
What were you thinking?
I don't know. I thought maybe 10 would email me and I'd be like, what a fun bit. But then I was like, I now have to buy 200 vibrators.
Did you?
So I bought maybe 10 before I contacted, or no, this woman on Twitter reached out. She was like, I work in the sex toy industry. And I was like, okay. She's like, I can try to find a contact at Tracy's Dog to have them ship them out if you had a promo code, and did a little bit like posting for them. I said, what a godsend, you're an angel. So she did that, and then they fulfilled all 190 orders.
They gave them all out?
Yep, and then they gave me a promo code So then other people could buy them. And it was like so wonderful that it happened. They were so kind. They were so nice. The only thing was after that episode, people kept emailing me, even though I put in the episode description, please do not email me about this. And then at the end of the episode, I like recorded it while I was like touring and I was in bed and I was like, hi, please stop emailing. I can't.
Oh my gosh.
It's done. Please don't. And I still get emails now. And I think the episode's like over a year old.
Well, can you send me a free one? Hey, I'm here.
I will send you a free one. I have your email address. I was like, I have your address. And then I was like, wait, I don't have your like physical address, but I'm going to email you right now and ask for your,
do they ask for your size? It's like size of your labia. Like what's the situation?
It's just like, so, okay, I'll describe it. It is, I can't do two things at once. I was trying to email you and describe this thing. So there's a clit sucker on one end and then it loops to like a U part that goes in your actual vulva or vaginal hole. Wait, the whole thing's a vulva. So you're in your vagina. You know, trying to be correct about the lady's body.
I know. This is more than I know.
You know, you're just trying. So yeah, one, the clit sucker's on and then the other thing's in your vagina. And then I like to hit the clit sucker first, get in the mood and be like, ooh, yeah, he's down there. He's sucking on it. And then you fire up the pussy hole one. And then you're like, bah, bah, rah, 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 and then you come real gosh. Hard and you're happy.
Oh, my gosh.
Your face during that whole description, you were like vaguely upset about the fact that I was describing this to you.
You're just taking this information in. Everybody has their own, you know, interests. I'm interested to explore and have new experiences. So I'm not going to yuck your yum. I support.
Oh, man. I really wish people could have seen that. It was you. It was like, you know how you wear like something sheer, you can see the skin? Like yeah. It was a sheer version of like, I hate this, but I won't interrupt it. I'm so sorry.
No, this is great. This is great. I think it's important that I have to confront things that I do not know of. That is how I will grow as a woman.
Yeah, I'm going to force you to be comfortable with things. What was I going to ask you? Dang. Oh, I didn't take my ADD medication. I was like, why can't I focus on anything? Oh, boy. Life is hard. It's very difficult. Life is hard.
But we're alive, so shout out to that.
We are alive. And then the other day, I was like, but what if I could just sleep forever?
I'm tired. And you will. You will.
Yes. One day, I will. But I don't think I want that now. I just want life to be a little bit easier.
I know. Right? It sucks. Oh, I remember growing up as a kid, and you don't really expect that this is your fate, that this is how you're going to be spending a large part of your year. Mm-hmm. But it's just like you gotta roll with the punches. And that's the type of attitude I will take into relationships for anybody that's listening who would like to date me.
I don't know if the women on my show have had the experience that men have had. A lot of men will come on, will chit chat, and then they'll go, Nicole, my DMs are overflowing. It is kind of wild. And I truly don't know if it happens for the ladies. So, okay, let's see if it happens. What are you looking for?
A hot genius. What's funny, Nicole?
Genius. Okay, is there anything more specific? I like that I had a specific way that I want a man to yell out a window, and I asked you what you want, and you just say a hot genius.
Because that's what I want. I would like someone who's incredibly good-looking and incredibly smart. And whatever their field is, if they're in government, if they're in banking, if they are artists, if they are, you know, astronomers, I don't discriminate. But they just have to be someone who is a genius.
Okay. Is there a template? Is there like a famous actor and or musician or philosopher that you like the way they look and you want this person to look like them?
I mean, it depends on the guy. I'm very attracted to Yaya.
Who's Yaya?
The guy from Watchmen.
Wait, I don't know who Yaya is.
Have you not watched The Watchmen?
I haven't because I watched like a couple minutes of it and I got really confused.
Yeah. I mean, it takes an. You have to watch the first episode from start to finish. But it's a great series, and Yaya is a fantastic actor. So if you're a black dude, you're like, okay, what do I have to look like? Look like yourself. But Yaya is so handsome to me. And then I also really attracted to Robert Pattinson. Yeah, he's so gorgeous. He's gorgeous.
Oof. Yeah, he does it.
He's gorgeous.
He's a beautiful. And he's 34. He's 6'3".
Oh my gosh, Nicole, you should call him.
Okay, beep, boop, boop, boop. Hi, Yaya, it's me, Nicole. You've never met me, but do I have a woman for you? Bye, Yaya. Done.
Wait, whose number was this?
I'm Googling to see if he's got a girlfriend.
I've never Googled. I don't know if I want to know. Because that would, not that I know him or would ever, like, approach someone like that, but if you're talking about, like, celebrity crushes.
Wait, he's with Lala Anthony?
He is? I thought she was with Carmelo. Did they break up?
That's what I thought. I guess so. How interesting.
Wow. Why did you tell me that?
I'm really sorry about it.
What's your problem? Why would you do that?
I'm really, really sorry. I just said I had a crush on this person. Okay, this is in January, pre-pandemic. They're not together anymore, okay?
Okay, thank you. I got upset.
You're welcome. No, they're not together. It was pre-pandemic. It was in January. It's over because we're now in August. Isn't that crazy? We're in August. I know,
it's wild. It's wild. It's wild. It's wild. Wait, I also have a crush on Robert Pattinson.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, he's going to be the new Batman.
I know, and I'm so excited for him because he's a fantastic actor.
Is he?
Yes. How dare you?
Okay, in my defense, I truly have only seen him in the Twilight movies, and the Twilight movies are, how you say, bad? They're not good.
They're camp.
I feel like it's not camp because I feel like everyone was trying to make this like dramatic. And I don't know. There's one scene where Belle, is that her name? No, Bella?
Bella.
Bella falls down the stairs and ends up in the hospital. And then her mom, you don't remember this?
No, I don't. No.
Well, there's a scene. I'll never forget it. She falls down the stairs. She gets in the hospital. And then her mom is sitting with her and she wakes up and she's like, oh, what happened? And her mom goes, you fell down the stairs and fell out the window. You don't remember? And the way she said it was so funny because I feel like somebody would just be like, you had an accident.
Yeah.
You don't remember? Gosh. You fell down the stairs and fell out the window. And then the baby they used was crazy looking.
The makeup was wild. I mean, also the like folklore that he was cold, so mm-hmm. which means that like whenever she would touch him, he was freezing. So it's like he had had an icicle peen.
Oh my god, that's truly wild. Imagine you have to have sex with an icicle penis. I don't. No, thank you.
Don't mind if I do.
No. No, that seems awful. Maybe I'll put a dildo in the freezer and see what that's like.
Oh my gosh, cut to an emergency room, cut to 2020. So Nicole Byer broke off her body into half when she sat on a frozen dildo.
I mean, if that's the way I passed away, I don't think anybody would be sad. They'd be like, she went out the way she wanted to go.
She died as she lived. Absolutely cold.
Maybe. Oh, wait, Robert Pattinson, Twilight. So wait, what has he been in that he's been like great?
The Lighthouse, Good Times. He was in that like King.
Good Times.
Good Times. I think it was A24 in the Safdie brothers.
Oh.
And he plays the brother. He plays like this small time thief who has a mentally challenged brother. And it's, you just watch him sort of spiral out and get his brother into trouble. Yeah. But he's just like, yeah, it's really chaotic and manic, but he's a very good actor. He really is.
All right. Ooh, here's a camp movie that I think you should watch. It's called Flight 666.
Oh, gosh.
I saw it on Amazon. It is the wildest movie I've ever seen.
What is it?
So it's about a haunted plane, and the ghosts on the plane look like nice contemporary women. And you're like, what era are these people from? And then it gets answered at the end. Like the third act of the movie is 15 minutes long and wraps up the movie in a way that you're like, wait, what? I loved it. It is truly I had a great time, and I tweeted about it, and a couple people were like, I couldn't make it past 30 minutes in this movie. And I was like, well, you didn't try hard enough because it was delightful.
Oh my gosh, Flight 666. I don't know if I'll ever get on that. Maybe next time I'm cuddling with someone, I'll be like, let's watch Flight 666, and I'll think of you dearly.
I would love to cuddle with someone. Same. The other night, I was like, okay, I think I'm going to stack these pillows up so it feels like someone's here.
And oh, then I humped my pillows.
I got sad.
Nothing.
No, what were you going to say?
I said, I hump my pillows, but not actually. I just like, I also like snuggle with my pillows and hold them tight so they can never go.
I saw this man on Hinge. We have to wrap it up, but I truly enjoyed talking to you.
This was so much fun.
This man on his Hinge said, you should leave a comment if you dig Shakespeare, feminism, or board games. He's a bad person, right? Like, I don't want that.
But do you dig Shakespeare?
So I like Shakespearean adaptations. She's the Man is one of the best movies I've ever seen in my life.
Fantastic film.
I really liked the Micaiah Pfeiffer Othello adaptation.
Okay. Wow. Hey, I feel that.
But like, if you dig feminism, like, do we have to talk about feminism?
Well, I don't know this person. Is it performative to say that you dig feminism on your dating profile?
Perhaps. I think it is.
Perhaps.
And then there's been a lot of men who will have pictures of them at like protests, and they'll be like, don't leave leave a comment if you think Black Lives Matter. And I'm like, but this feels insane. Like, yeah. I feel like it just, I mean, I guess it's me being, you know, an idealist to be like, well, everybody should just feel like Black Lives Matter, and you shouldn't have to prove that you were at a protest. Maybe it comes up in a conversation, but like, I don't know.
No, that's a tough one, because you don't want it to feel like a call and like it's like the electric slide where it's like, everybody clap your hands. You know, it's like, everybody say Black Lives Matter.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's that, you never want it to feel like that. But I don't know. I once knew this guy who would read Toni Morrison on the train to attract women. So some people have their motives. Some people just like Toni Morrison. It depends.
Huh. Well, I wonder what I could do. Well, I don't take the train anymore.
I think I should hold Lisa Rinna's orgasm book. Just kidding.
I think you would just make a bunch of new like lady friends. They'd be like, oh my God, yes.
I know. There's nothing to do. I don't leave my house. Do you leave your house? How often do you
barely.
Go?
Yeah, exactly. I leave my house once a week. So I have a skate gang on Tuesdays.
Oh, I love watching those videos.
Thank you. I love skate gang. We're going to have jackets made.
Nice.
But yeah, Tuesdays, that's truly the only thing I do is skate gang on Tuesdays. And then I've been going to virtual strip shows, which has been fun.
What is that?
Virtual strip shows. So a lot of girls from clubs will like band together and put on a Zoom strip show.
Oh, wow.
Well, they'll have like themes, a host, everything. So me and my friends will hang out in a Google Hangout or a Google Chat or whatever. No, Google Hangout, so we can see each other. One of us will play the Zoom on like our phone or something, so we can all hear the music, but we'll mute the Zoom on the computers. And then we just like kind of talk, hang out, drink, and tip the girls.
That is so fun.
It's very fun. I think it's called Cool Cats.
Oh my gosh, that sounds fun.
It's so much fun. I think it's on Fridays at 8:30. I don't know if it's every week, but it's like a nice way to support sex workers or strippers, whatever you like to call them. I don't know if they make like the same amount they would make in a club. So like, I try to overtip a little bit because I don't go out anymore, so I can't afford to do that. But it's truly so fun to see their homes. And then some of the girls who don't have poles will like eat ramen in the bathtub. And it's very fun.
Hey, I love that. That's very lit, man.
Right? Z-Way, we've come to the end. I didn't mean to end so abruptly, but we had an hour and I gotta record more shit.
It's okay.
Do you have anything? Oh, wait, no. Okay, I always ask people this. I almost fucking forgot. Would you date me?
Yes.
Oh, what a treat. Z-Way.
I would, of course, date you. You would teach me all the new things. I would teach me what a vulva is. Like, I would learn so much about the human body because of your tutelage. I would be like, you know how, like, in the old days, in the Greek days, they used to have mentors? You'd be my mentor.
Oh, I could be your mentor. I would do that. Because I feel like you're young, so I would take you under my wing. How old are you, 21, 22?
I'm 19, goo goo gaga.
Oh, yeah. You're like, oh, baby.
I'm a tiny little baby.
Z-Way, do you have anything you want to promote?
Follow me on Instagram at ZYF. My weekly live show is every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. That's pretty much it. I have a book, but that doesn't come out for a while.
Ooh, that's fun. Do you know when it comes out?
2022.
That is a while.
Yeah,
but 2021 is literally almost here, so it really won't be a long time. This year has flown by, but also has moved so slowly.
Yeah, man. But we're alive, so we're lucky to be alive. So shout out to that.
We are very lucky to be alive. I think you cut a video with Aparna, where you asked her problematic questions. She wouldn't answer them, so you just cut it together so it was problematic.
Yeah.
It's
Isn't
maybe
it
the hardest I've laughed in a really long time.
Thank you. Yeah, our partner was the impossible debate, so I decided to take her racism into my own hands.
It was really funny.
Thank you.
I think one of them was just like, you were like, who do you hate? And it cuts to her being like, Asian people, black people, white people. And it really made me laugh.
Thank you. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I love Aparna. She's so freaking funny.
She's the best. You're the best. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you for having me. This was so much fun.
Yay. I'm glad. I'm waiting for the day someone's like, I'm really upset you made me do this and I hated it. This was stupid.
You know, don't pray for that.
Well, if you like this episode of Oh, I Won't You Date Me, you can like it. You can subscribe on iTunes. You can rate it 5 stars. And if you send me something nasty, I will read it. This person wrote a whole story. I want to move into a weirdly large Manhattan apartment with you all, set up my studio. I'll teach you how to use my pottery wheel by sitting behind you shirtless. I'm an actual potter. We'll make a vase and then you'll playfully knock it over while we laugh and laugh, and then we'll make out and we'll rub our bodies all over the clay and then we'll fuck hard. I'll fuck you with a giant dildo I accidentally ordered. This is true. I didn't realize how big it was from the photos because I know you're a size queen. And then later, I'll get murdered in an embezzlement plot gone wrong. You'll be so sad at first, but then I'll come back as a ghost and fuck you even better than before because of ghost powers. I don't know. I'll fuck you so good that you'll pass away and we'll both be horny, 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 ghosts haunting the city and fucking. Okay, bye. I hope this reached the right email. It did. Thank you very much. Okay, bye-bye.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Do you ever wonder how celebrities order food? Like, is Sarah Paulson a Diet Coke or a regular Coke girlie?
Some peasant Coke? No.
Or how does Sofia Vergara order a pizza?
No tomatoes. I cannot eat tomatoes.
Yes. Are you killed mushrooms?
Not really.
Okay. If these are the details you need, and I know you do, I have the podcast for you. I'm Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and on my podcast, Dinner's on Me, I take some notable friends of mine out to dinners in Los Angeles and New York City. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
That thing was delicious.